This is Jules Schiller
on ABC Radio Adelaide.
Bit of Kraftwerk for you there. Love the work of Kraftwerk. The reason you're hearing this is because robots have begun their working lives today at the Tanunda Lutheran Home. Is this a gimmick or a thing of the future? Let's talk to their CEO. Lee Martin joins us now. Welcome, Lee. Tell us what these robots look like.
Thank you very much, Jules. Look, they are real robots. If I could get people to reflect on maybe their youth when there was a program called The Jetsons.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure people would remember that. Well, there was a robot in The Jetsons called Rosie, and she was the maid. Well, that's exactly what our robots look like.
So, Lee, what duties do the robots perform?
Look, they're going to do various sort of things, but basically the robots are going to do back-of-house stuff. So my staff are sort of having to walk about 8,500 kilometres a year just pushing trolleys around. So trolleys with linen, trolleys with food, trolleys with rubbish and that sort of thing. So to sort of reduce that sort of task, which is always a bit of a work health and safety hazard because the trolleys can be quite heavy, the robots can do that quite easily, which actually means that our staff can spend more time doing face-to-face things with our residents.
If you watch the Four Corners expose of some of the, you know, some of the shocking incidents in aged care homes, not saying that you're associated with, Lee, a lot of these problems were to do with the lack of face-to-face time that many residents had with staff. So these robots can free up staff so they can, you know, have more face-to-face time with residents, that's got to be a good thing.
Yes, look, it is a good thing. And we've actually, now that the robots are on site and will be working fully early next year, I've actually had discussions with a number of specialists in robotics, and we're currently negotiating three different types of research projects. One is with Speckle, is a special robot that uses ultraviolet light. And Speckle will travel around the aged care facility at night, disinfecting walls and furniture and touch points around the general sort of service areas. The other two robots will be used mainly during the day, delivering and picking up trolleys and so on. And so those truck robots will have, we're developing face recognition.
Wow.
And so when the robot sees one of the residents and recognises them, hopefully the robot will be able to say, good morning or good afternoon, Mrs. Jones. Hope you have a wonderful day. And the third person is actually taking all of those research programs into account to actually work out the social impact of robotics in aged care. So we're going to do it before, during and after. So that in itself will be an interesting piece of work.